Just Juice, Better Together, a product of Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: IMF reaffirms support for Zambia as credit facility nears end. Police launch manhunt for after maid fatally stabbed in July. And in international news, UK and India agree landmark trade deal.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
Now the news in detail. The International Monetary Fund has reaffirmed its commitment to support Zambia as the country's 38-month extended credit facility arrangement is set to conclude in October 2025. Addressing the media this afternoon, IMF Deputy Managing Director Dr. Nigel Clark said their IMF team is currently in Zambia for the fifth review of the ECF in collaboration with government. Dr. Clark has commended Zambia's economic performance under the program and noted that any extension of the agreement would be at Zambia's discretion. He has emphasized the IMF's role in projecting a positive economic outlook for Zambia to private creditors as the country continues efforts to restructure its external debt. Dr. Clark has highlighted that Zambia's GDP managed to grow despite economic shocks, including a severe drought last year. He has urged the government to diversify energy sector and reduce its dependence on hydropower, citing the increasing vulnerability of hydro-based electricity generation to climate-related disruptions.
The team is here and will stay beyond the time that I leave for the fifth review of the ECF with the government of Zambia, and the performance under which has been quite, if I may use the expression, commendable. With respect to the future beyond the end of this program, the IMF stands ready to support Zambia. Any sort of commentary beyond that, you know, I would defer to the government of Zambia.
Police in Lusaka have launched a manhunt for a live-in maid identified only as Mary, who is suspected of fatally stabbing a fellow maid, Memory Kajila, in Lilai. Police spokesperson Ray Hamonga has confirmed the incident occurred yesterday around 17:30 hours and was reported by Xavier Kakoma, aged 34, of G Greens Chalala, on behalf of his friend Innocent Ngoma of plot number 10622 in Lilai. Mr. Hamonga said, according to the reports, the deceased, Memory Kajila, aged 22, had been working for the Ngoma family for over 4 years. He said the deceased was allegedly stabbed to death by Mary, a newly recruited live-in maid who joined the household on Saturday, May 3, 2025. Mr. Hamonga said preliminary investigation suggests that tensions may have arisen after the deceased confronted Mary over suspected bedwetting, though this is unconfirmed. He said police officers responding to the scene found the deceased lying on her back, covered with a blanket, and physical inspection revealed multiple deep wounds, including cuts on the chest, right arm, and 4 incisions on the abdomen, consistent with knife injuries. Mr. Hamonga has stated that the body was transported to the University Teaching Hospital mortuary, where it awaits post-mortem examination and burial.
Preliminary investigations indicate that the deceased, who had worked for the Ngoma family for over 4 years, recently began sharing a bedroom with the suspect Mary, who joined the household on Saturday, 3 May 2025. It is alleged that the tensions may have risen after the deceased confronted Mary over suspected bedwetting, though this is unconfirmed. On the day of the incident, Mr. and Mrs. Ngoma had left for work, leaving the 2 maids and 4 children at home. A 12-year-old child reportedly noticed blood seeping from the bedroom and inquired for Mary, who allegedly claimed it was from slaughtering a chicken. However, upon entering the bedroom, the child found the deceased lying on the floor. Police officers who responded to the scene found the deceased lying on her back, covered in a blanket.
President Hakainde Hichilema has expressed concern over the security situation in the Democratic Republic of Congo, emphasizing Zambia's commitment to promoting peace, not only within its own borders, but also in the DRC and the broader region. Speaking when he conferred with DRC Special Envoy at State House this afternoon, President Hichilema has underscored the importance of cooperation between Zambia and the DRC, noting that the two countries share an extensive border and are deeply interconnected. The President has stated that the shared border necessitates close collaboration as developments on either side directly impact both nations. The head of state has also highlighted the importance of improving air connectivity, stating that facilitating the movement of people and goods is crucial for regional integration and economic development.
The two countries must always work together, because when you are attached together like that, it means a lot of things that happen on either side of the border will affect the other side. And so it's important that constantly we work together, we deepen our relationship, we support each other in good times and in difficult times. This is why we are concerned about the security situation in the eastern DRC, because it does affect not just DRC, the people, lives there, but it affects Zambia, it affects SADC, it affects the East African community.
A consortium of civil society organizations on governance has called for equal application of the law following growing concerns over the state's use of criminal defamation charges to silence opposing views. Consortium chairperson Isaac Mwanza said the recent imprisonment of blogger Elias Musiani and the sentencing of Munia Zulu, the former member of parliament for Lumezi, highlights the continued use of archaic laws to stifle free speech. Mr. Mwanza has urged authorities to apply the same legal standards to PF faction leader Robert Chavinga. He has emphasized that Mr. Chavinga's recent derogatory remarks about former President Edgar Lungu and members of the diplomatic community should not go unnoticed if justice is truly impartial. Mr. Mwanza said if the law were being enforced fairly, Mr. Chavinga's statements could be considered a violation of Section 71 of the Penal Code, which criminalizes speech intended to insult foreign dignitaries.
The consortium firmly opposes the continued use of criminal defamation laws, as seen in the recent jailing of Elias Musiana and Honorable Munia Zulu, and we condemn the blatant double standards in their application. While both individuals were prosecuted for their speech, Mr. Robert Chavinga, despite making similarly offensive remarks against the former president and foreign diplomats, remained untouched due to his alignment with the ruling party. We reiterate that no one should be criminalized for defamation, which must be addressed through civil and not criminal proceedings.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Power utility company ZESCO has announced that the 100 megawatt Chisamba solar PV plant, developed by Kariba North Bank Extension, a ZESCO subsidiary, is 98% complete and set to be commissioned by the end of May 2025. Speaking during a tour of the facility, ZESCO Managing Director Justin Longo has expressed satisfaction with the progress made, noting that the plant is expected to supply clean energy to between 30,000 and 50,000 homes. Mr. Longo has stated that the project is on track to meet its 10-month completion target, having commenced in July 2024. He has further disclosed that construction of an additional 100 megawatts at the same site will begin soon, with a goal of reaching a total capacity of 200 megawatts by May 2026.
This project we started in July, to be specific on the 25th of July, and the target was we should finish within 10 months. We are now in May, and we should be able to commission before close of this month. For us, this is a flagship to show that a solar 100 megawatt project can be done within 10 months, resources being available.
Meanwhile, plant manager Chiza Nyerenda has revealed that the 100 million US project was financed